New Country Z100. Good morning. That is brand new music from Cody Johnson. And on my way to you, it's Kent with you here this morning. Kent in the Country Morning Show. Glad to have you on board as we are wrapping up officially the Bra Brigade for 2018. Just want to say thank you to everybody who pitched in to help out, whether it was donating a bra, decorating a bra. We had so many of these decorated here. It was just incredible. And I've got some folks in here with Southern Illinois Healthcare and the SIH Foundation. Jill, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Jill. I'm going to let you pronounce your last name.
It is Gobert.
I love it. Gobert. Kind of like a French thing going on.
Exactly.
There we go, Jill. And I've got Dana West over here, too. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Kent. How are you?
I'm doing great. It kind of looks like we had a big old party up in here or something last night, but actually, this is all these bras come in here from folks all over. Why do you think about this, Dana?
I think this is absolutely wonderful to see all of the communities and everyone coming together and either donating or decorating the bras and just really getting involved for a cause.
Yes.
And it is absolutely wonderful. Being a native, so to speak, of Southern Illinois, this just shows really how great we are.
You know, you work over at, is it the Cancer Institute or the Breast Center?
Breast Center.
The Breast Center, okay. And honestly, for guys, you know, we've got all our own stuff to take care of. I remember growing up as a kid, my mom and her sisters would all get together ever so often, and they would go on a shopping trip to St. Louis. Well, what I didn't realize, that little shopping trip, they had to go way far away to get the mammograms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now we have this stuff here, and a lot of plans, healthcare plans, you need, I'll need to check with it, but how important is it to get in there and get this test done?
It is so important. And, you know, most health plans, they have to cover it, you know, for the screenings and the preventative. It's a required coverment.
Gotcha.
Coverage.
Uh-huh.
Can't speak this morning.
That's fine, Danny. Yeah.
But it is so important because breast cancer is treatable if we catch it early, you know, and that's the thing, prevention.
Yeah.
You know, to get in there, get it early, and so it doesn't have as much of an impact on you.
One of our biggest supporters during this Bra Brigade this season was probably a mutual friend of ours, and I'm not going to give her name because she doesn't want any recognition, but her initials are Shelly Spruill of Heron.
That's Shelly.
I know. Shelly got her entire office, a couple different offices together, and I mean, just went all out on it. But she has a story, you know, where I think it was caught early, like stage one or something like that.
Yes.
And that makes all the difference in the world with this deal.
It makes all the difference.
And this is my first Bra Brigade, and it's just fabulous.
It is fun, isn't it?
Did not know what to expect.
Uh-huh.
And this is, I'm just staring at all the different bras, and it's amazing. I saw them from the road, but you have to see these up close.
Right.
So we're going to have to do some kind of photo album or something.
Oh, my gosh.
This is wonderful.
It is great. And, Jill, I was going to touch base with you on the SIH Foundation, their Cancer Care Patient Support Fund. How many folks do you think are affected, you know, that just that we need help getting to the appointment? You know what I'm saying?
We're serving hundreds of people through the different cancer support funds. We have two major ones, the Cancer Care Support Fund and the Coach Kill Fund. Unfortunately, we have many people in rural areas who have problems just getting to their appointments, affording gas and transportation. And so those are some of the things these funds cover that insurance would not cover.
Yeah.
Just, you know, medications, equipment. I think a lot of us don't realize the extent that people need help in this area.
Right. Well, I know we're probably touching some lives this morning just by talking about this subject, but there's somebody listening that knows somebody that may need some help. How can they get in touch with you for this fund?
So we take donations all year round, not just in the month of October.
Sure.
They can call me directly at 618-457-5200. Extension 67843, or we do have online donations, and that's at www www.sih.net/foundation.
I got all this up online, too. I probably should have just told you that.
Okay.
But what I was thinking, too, is this. If somebody is listening and they need assistance or they need help and they just they go the same
call.
Deal?
Yes, we process the forms as well. So if someone needs assistance, they can call us as well.
Well, I actually have a total here that I want to give you. And this is what they told me. And so I want to let you guys know. We had some help from the Ike family of dealerships, Ike Honda, Volkswagen of Marion. We also had help from Fenton's Custom and Collision, Tracy Fenton and his crew up in DuCoin, from folks like Shelly Spruill and her amazing workers there at Heartland Women's Healthcare. We had all kinds of donations come in here for a grand total of $2,533.30. We're going to give you all today.
Thank you very much. That's very impressive. We appreciate
it so much.
And every penny will go to help people in Southern Illinois.
That's incredible. It really is. And I just want folks to know this resource is available. And Dana, we want folks to know that, you know, you can set up an appointment at the Breast Center. You have places in Carbondale and Marion, right?
Yes, we sure do.
They're just right there ready to go.
Right there. The one in Carbondale is actually in the mall.
Can I ask you one more thing that maybe is kind of, it varies from person to person, but what is the age now that they're saying for a woman to do this?
On average, it's age 40, starting at age 40.
If you have family history or something like that, maybe different. Okay.
Yes. It would be younger if you have family history and your providers can check into that and see when you should start. It's all dependent on a bunch of different factors of if you have a history of when you should start.
Talk to your doctor.
Talk to your doctors.
And if you notice something weird going on, don't hide it.
Definitely talk to your doctors.
Talk to your doctor. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. And we want to say a big thank you to our listeners here at Z100. You all are so generous. And once again, over $2,500 here going to help folks who are battling this thing in Southern Illinois with the SIH Foundation, their Cancer Care Patient Support Fund. There's more details on our New Country Z100 Facebook. Thank you again for helping out the Bra Brigade with Southern Illinois Healthcare.